Well, happy Independence Day to all of you. And as our country celebrates, of course, its 250th anniversary, I guess, it's congratulations. Happy birthday. Well, this weekend, of course, for many people is a chance just to slow down, enjoy one another, gather with family and friends, maybe not spend as much time outdoors this year, but enjoy, you know, cookouts, of course, the amazing fireworks, and for many, a chance to take a vacation or just enjoy a long weekend. And we all look forward to a little bit of rest, right? A little time to just rest. But that's, I think, what makes our gospel this Sunday especially fitting, right? As Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest." It's, I think, one of the most beautiful invitations we see in the Gospels. But what kind of rest does Jesus mean? What kind of rest does Jesus mean? Now, certainly our bodies need physical rest, but Jesus he's promising something much deeper, right, than just simply taking a day off or just enjoying some bodily rest. He's inviting us into what the Christian tradition has long called authentic leisure. Authentic leisure. And he actually offers us two gifts here. We see he takes away the burdens we were never meant to carry, right? To lay them down at his feet. And he gives us something in return. He says, "I will give you rest. I will give you rest." And then almost surprisingly, he says, "Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you." And at first that can sound like a contradiction, right? If he's giving us rest, why is he putting another yoke on our shoulders? Well, because Christ isn't simply trying to make life easier. He's teaching us how to live. He's teaching us how to live. He removes the burdens we were never meant to carry so that we can take up the life we were created to live. His yoke isn't another weight just to kind of crush us. It's the freedom to become who we were made to be. And that's an important distinction, especially on a weekend like this. You know, summer, you know, of course, gives us opportunities to enjoy vacations and time with family, just time to slow down. And those are wonderful gifts. But it raises the question, do we actually know how to rest? Do we actually know how to rest? Because rest isn't simply the absence of work. Again, it's what the Christian tradition calls authentic leisure. Authentic leisure. And leisure isn't simply the absence of activity. It's rather the presence of the activities that make us more fully human. Authentic leisure is doing something that is good simply because it is good. Not because it earns us more money, not because it checks something off the list or gets us ahead, but because it's good in itself. You know, loving our family, having an unhurried conversation with a friend, watching a beautiful sunset over the lake, walking through nature, enjoying God's creation, reading something that really lifts our soul, or just sitting quietly before the Blessed Sacrament. Right? None of those activities produces anything the world can measure. We do them because they are worthwhile in themselves. And precisely because of that, they make us more human. Leisure isn't laziness, right? It's not the absence of doing. It's, again, the presence of what is truly worth doing. You know, that which is most life-giving. Our world often teaches us that our value comes from what we produce. And the gospel, of course, gives us a different way, right? Our value comes from whose we are, that we are sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. And that's why leisure is so necessary. And Pope Leo beautifully reminds us of this in his first encyclical, Magnificat Humanitas, which was published just a couple months ago, reminding us that in an age increasingly shaped by technology, we must never lose sight of what it means to remain truly human. And our gospel shows us this Sunday, one of the ways Christ teaches us exactly that. No, if every moment of our lives is spent producing, achieving, consuming, or scrolling, right? From one distraction to the next, we eventually lose sight of who we are and why we're doing any of it. We begin to live for work instead of working so that we might live, that we might truly enjoy life and live. That's why from the very beginning, we see in the scriptures, God gives us the Sabbath, right? Not because he's weary. God doesn't get tired, right? But because he stopped to delight in what he had made, to delight in what he had made. And he looked upon creation and saw that it was very good. And the Sabbath teaches us, brothers and sisters, to do the same, right? To just stop long enough to recognize God's goodness and to receive his creation as gift. Jesus reinforces that same thing in our Gospels, as we see in the Gospel of Mark, after the apostles return exhausted from their first mission. Our Lord doesn't immediately, you know, send them back out to work. Rather, instead he says, come away by yourselves, you know, find a deserted place and rest a while. Come away and rest a while. That even the work of the kingdom needs to be sustained by communion with the king. And interestingly, Mark uses a word here in the gospel that suggests they had no leisure even to eat. The original Greek actually is often translated, and you might find this in your Bible, that they had no leisure even to eat. Without moments of authentic leisure, we eventually lose our direction. We forget what all our work is for. Now, the purpose of leisure isn't simply to recover from work. It's to rediscover who we are before our Heavenly Father. To remember that we are his beloved sons and daughters. That when we slow down enough to behold what is true and good and beautiful, our hearts begin to remember what they were made for. Right? Again, a beautiful sunset reminding us of the work, the beauty of the Creator. Right? A family meal enjoyed around the table, reminding us that life is a communion. A walk through the woods, through nature, just arousing in us a sense of gratitude for God and his gifts. Or just silence. Silence that helps us to learn to listen to God, to hear his voice. Now, those moments may not seem productive, but they are deeply fruitful because they teach us how to receive instead of constantly trying to accomplish. And isn't that exactly what we do here every Sunday? What we do here at Mass every Sunday. It's no coincidence that after Jesus tells his apostles, come away and rest a while, the very next great event we see in Mark's gospel is the feeding of the 5,000. And of course, the church has long seen that as pointing towards the Eucharist. In other words, Jesus doesn't simply give his disciples, you know, time away. He ultimately gives them himself. He gives them himself. That's the deepest, most profound rest he came to offer. And that brings us here, again, at this Mass. That the highest expression of authentic leisure is what we're doing right now. And every Sunday is the Holy Mass, the celebration of the Eucharist. And that may sound surprising. After all, we don't usually think of worship as leisure. We haven't come to produce or accomplish anything or because God somehow needs something from us. Right? We come because God is worthy of our worship. Worship is what we do simply because it is good in itself. It's the supreme activity, worship, done for its own sake. You know, we worship because God is God, and he is owed our worship. And because in worship we become what we were created to be. You know, here at this Mass, every Mass, we step away from a world that constantly tells us to produce more, to accomplish more, or to prove ourselves. But here, before God, we don't have to prove ourselves. We don't earn his love. We receive it. We don't come primarily to do something for him. We come because he has something to give us. His very word, his life, his mercy, his very body and blood. That the Eucharist is holy leisure because here we do what we were created to be. We worship, we adore, we give thanks, we receive. And in receiving Christ, we become what we behold. And in receiving Christ, we become what we behold. This is why Sunday is so much more than a day off. Right? It's a foretaste of heaven. It's a foretaste of heaven. Every Mass is a participation in that eternal Sabbath that toward which our whole lives here are moving. It reminds us that our final destiny isn't endless labor, but everlasting communion with God. And perhaps that's why Jesus doesn't simply say, again in the gospel, you know, come and relax or come and escape. Rather, he says, come to me, because he himself is our rest. And as we celebrate our nation's 250th anniversary this weekend, we're rightly grateful for the great blessings we've received, the blessings of freedom that generations before us have secured through sacrifice and service. But freedom isn't simply freedom from. It's not simply the ability to do whatever we want. But it's freedom for, to become the people God created us to be. And one of the ways we do that is by reclaiming authentic leisure. Is by reclaiming authentic leisure, not merely more entertainment or more distractions. Now, when we look back, I think, on our lives, the moments we'll treasure the most probably won't be the moments where we simply did nothing. I don't think we'll remember that, you know, that good nap we had. Right? They're the moments when we encounter, right, when our hearts are open to receive God's truth, beauty, and goodness. Those moments that just fill us with a sense of wonder, that deepen our love for God and for one another, that truly make us feel more fully human. So this weekend, really all summer, yes, let's enjoy ourselves. Let's enjoy vacations and the barbecues, time on the lake. But don't settle for merely taking time off. Right? Take time to behold, to pray, to wonder. Take time to be with those you love. Most of all, keep the Lord's day holy. Keep the Lord's day holy. Come before him in the Holy Eucharist, including in our Adoration Chapel, which is accessible 24/7, coming before the presence of our Lord Jesus in the tabernacle where he waits for you. Because here Christ fulfills the promise he makes in our gospel this Sunday. He takes our burdens and he gives us himself. He gives us himself. And in him our restless hearts finally find the rest for which they were created. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.